KPBS On Demand is supported by Rancho La Puerta, a health resort 45 minutes from San Diego. Summer retreat packages of 3, 4, or 7 nights include hiking, water classes, mindfulness, and culinary adventures with farm-fresh ingredients. RanchoLaPuerta.com.
Good morning, I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Thursday, April 4th. We have enough water this year, but that may not always be the case. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. You can say goodbye to the sunny, warm weather we've had over the last few days. The National Weather Service says there's a chance of rain today, plus it's going to be cooler and windy. Temperatures in the inland areas are expected to be in the low 60s. Desert areas will be in the high 70s, and in the mountains, temps will be in the high 40s. In the mountains and deserts, there's a wind advisory in effect from 11 a.m. today to 5 a.m. tomorrow. There's also a winter weather advisory in the mountain areas from 11 this morning until 11 tomorrow night, with snow expected above 3,000 feet. By the coast, it'll be in the high 50s, and a high surf advisory will be in effect from 2 a.m. to 8 p.m. tomorrow, when waves could reach up to 8 feet. The Chula Vista City Council is holding a special meeting today to interview 7 applicants for the District 4 vacancy. Former Councilwoman Andrea Cardenas resigned from the seat in February. She and her brother later pleaded guilty to 2 felony charges of grand theft for fraudulently obtaining a COVID relief loan for their business and using the money for personal expenses, and for unlawfully obtaining state unemployment benefits. The Chula Vista mayor and 3 remaining city council members could also vote to fill the seat today. The City of San Diego is holding one more community meeting today to learn what San Diegans want in their next fire rescue department chief. The current chief, Colin Stoll, is retiring this summer. Today's meeting starts at 5:30 p.m. at the Kearny Mesa Recreation Center. If you can't make it in person, there's also an online survey on the city's website where you can share your input. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hi, I'm Bill Hohen.
And I'm Ted Hohen.
Over the past 50 years, our family has brought many world-class dealerships to Carlsbad, including Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Audi, Honda, Acura, Jaguar, and Land Rover.
That's right. This year, we're celebrating 50 years in Carlsbad.
So on behalf of the entire Hohen family, we want to thank San Diego. Throughout the years, we've taken tremendous pride in meeting and even exceeding our customers' automotive needs.
We value the relationships with our clients and look forward to serving you for years to come. We invite you to visit one of the Hohen Carlsbad dealerships or hohenmotors.com.
It's good news for California's water supply. There's 64 feet of snow in mountains near Lake Tahoe, which will eventually melt into the state's rivers and reservoirs. But reporter Melissa May talked to a climate researcher who says conserving water is still important.
The state's latest snowpack survey shows a big rebound from earlier this year. State water managers measured above average levels for April after below average measurements the first 3 months of the year. The County Water Authority says local water supplies are also in good shape. Climate researcher Dan Kahan with the Scripps Institution of Oceanography says climate models predict more volatility in the future.
You know, prolonged periods of dryness and then interludes of wetness, some of which can be pretty heavy. And of course, the delivery of precipitation is kind of a two-edged sword because sometimes it levies floods along with water supply.
Kahan says he doesn't expect too much change overall in precipitation in the future, but we may lose more water to our landscape and atmosphere, so it's still important to conserve. Melissa May, KPBS News.
The condition of San Diego streets is getting worse. Metro reporter Andrew Bowen says as the cost of road maintenance keeps going up, some advocates are asking for a new approach.
I'm walking through my neighborhood of University Heights with Chloe Lauer, the executive director of the San Diego County Bicycle Coalition. Some patches of pavement are in decent shape. Other blocks are riddled with potholes. One reason is the city's dependence on cars. The more we drive, the more we have to spend fixing the roads.
As our cars and vehicles get bigger and heavier, that puts more stress on the roads, which requires more resurfacing at a faster rate. So basically, if we continue in this direction, we'll never catch up.
The city released a pavement management plan in January. Lauer says it fails to ask some important questions, like how much money could be saved by shifting travel behavior away from cars and toward biking, walking, and public transit. It also doesn't consider whether the city simply has too much pavement.
And so it'd be a perfect opportunity to reduce the amount of asphalt that the city needs to maintain in the long term. And at the same time, you could extend the planted area, providing more shade, more greenery, and then also decreasing the stormwater runoff that comes from having all of these impermeable surfaces.
A city spokesman told KPBS the pavement management plan wasn't meant to analyze changes in infrastructure, but rather to cost out the maintenance of the streets as they are today. Andrew Bowen, KPBS News.
This weekend, dozens of young performers from Transcend Dance will take the stage in City Heights. The group is a nationally recognized youth arts project in Santiago. Education reporter MG Perez tells us it's a safe space for students to use their talent to rise above difficult circumstances.
There's a beat in this dance studio that never really stops in the hearts of the young people who come here to learn and feel the emotions they often tangle with.
You don't need a microphone. Your body already tells you, already tells the audience what's more important.
9-year-old Liam Kelly is a fourth grader with a passion for basketball, a skill that he's used to get more comfortable moving his body differently, preparing to dance on stage with an audience watching.
I've just been doing some pointers, and I've just been doing like hoops, dunks, and all that.
Students from elementary to high school spend their evenings rehearsing at the Transcend Dance studio off El Cajon Boulevard. They mostly come from mid-city neighborhoods that include Logan Heights, Southeast San Diego, Lemon Grove, and Spring Valley, often underserved communities with economic and social challenges for the children growing up there.
It's like releasing all that pressure, like opening a soda can kind of.
Skylar Rice is an eighth grade student who's been dancing since she was three, ballet to hip hop and contemporary too.
It makes me feel like empowered and like in control, like with everything at school and stuff. It's just like a space where I could be like myself.
Transcendence has been motivating students in San Diego since 2005, when two adults and a dozen teenagers decided it was time to give underserved children tools to cultivate their talent and support their mental health and well-being. Kat Corral is one of the co-founders and current artistic executive director.
We really liked the word transcend, to rise above difficult circumstances, playing off of that Transcend Dance, because dance was the core art form which brought us together.
These young dancers are often fueled by anxiety, depression, isolation, and stress. Transcend Dance also has a staff of therapists offering mental health services and other wraparound support. Viviana Alcazar is one of the teaching artists preparing 70 students for this weekend's Let Them Bloom production at the Hoover High School Performing Arts Center.
Just seeing them grow from something that they've never done before, maybe, and then that confidence that they see and then they feel on stage, and then that gets reciprocated with trust.
Ready?
They learn to trust others and themselves through the art of dance and often find their voice through poetry.
I have to be better. I need to be better. I must be better.
Kat Corral says the mission continues to bloom.
Transcendence is about community at its essence. It's about the connections we make here.
It's also about the journey, says 13-year-old Citlali Niablis.
It's like you're trying to get through a rough time in your life, but at the end, it's all going to be okay. So you just kind of embrace the journey, but you can still overcome it.
And the beach goes on. MG Perez, KPBS News.
The Let Them Bloom production will be performed tomorrow and Saturday evening in the Hoover High School Theater starting at 7:30. Education reporter MG Perez also tells us about a South Bay mariachi music teacher who's now on his way to the National Hall of Fame.
For 25 years, mariachi music has always filled Keith Ballard's classrooms at both Southwest Middle and Southwest High School near the Mexican border. Ballard started a variety of cultural music programs that have spread to other campuses in the Sweetwater Union High School District and gained national recognition. He has been named one of only five teachers from across the country who will be inducted into the National Hall of Fame Class of 2024. Ballard credits his students for the honor.
If you just give them a little bit of love and you work hard and you show them some compassion, you can do some great things.
Ballard will travel to Emporia, Kansas in June for the induction ceremony at the National Teachers Hall of Fame headquarters. MG Perez, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. In tomorrow's podcast, the Fleet Science Center's resident astronomer joins me to talk about how to safely view the solar eclipse happening on Monday. Join us for that, plus the day's top stories. I'm Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening, and have a great Thursday.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Bilhau Plumbing, Heating, and Air Restoration and Flood Services. Family-owned and operated for three generations, Bilhau has been serving the plumbing, heating, and air, and water damage needs of the San Diego area since 1980. With their fleet of trained professionals, Bilhau has the ability to service all major and minor plumbing and HVAC emergency needs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Bilhau is committed to providing excellent service to their customers with transparent quotes and attention to detail on every job. Whether you're in need of an HVAC installation, plumbing, or water damage restoration in San Diego, they offer the convenience of scheduling an appointment over the phone, online, or through live chat on their website. Call 1-800-BILHOW or visit bilhau.com. Because we know how.